No election. Okay. The other executive committee seat. Nominations from the floor.
Ann Ozzolini Finesse, I nominate Victoria Brown for the executive committee.
I wish to nominate Joanna Vargas.
We're going to ask you for those names again. Was that Virginia Brown?
Victoria
Brown and
Joanne Vargas.
V-A-R-G-A-J-I-A-S. Any other nominations? Okay. The two candidates can speak. Victoria Brown.
Hello, my name is Victoria Brown, and I am a senior majoring in dietetics and a senator at large. This is my second year as senator for Academic Senate at Queens College. I also hold the positions of vice chair of programming for Student Association and sit on the food service, operations, space, and lobbying committees. Plus, I'm a project manager for service learning and an intern for NYPERG. This isn't the only Senate I've been a part of. I transferred with an associate's in arts from Queensborough Community College in the spring of 2011, where I was a voting member of their academic senate and the vice president of evening students. A couple of my strong points are I am very organized and good at time management. I've always found a way to balance my schoolwork and extracurriculars. I've always had a strong desire to enhance the college experience for students. I made many decisions and participated in projects that improve student lives and bring this background to the position on executive committee. If elected as a member of the executive committee, I would work diligently, as is proven by my commitments in the past. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Joanna Vargas. I am a junior here at Queens College, pursuing a major in business with a minor in BALA. I believe I would be a great addition to the executive committee because of my student leadership skills and abilities. I have been in freshman orientation for the past two summers. I work with the SEEK department, and I am also very active in the Coalition for the Stable Students. My passion is to help students, and I believe that with all the skills that I have acquired over the time, and with the skills that I will acquire if I am accepted into this committee, that I can help the students. I believe that I am a great candidate for this position. Thank you.
Thank you both. Okay, once again, press number one for Victoria Brown and number two for Joanna Vargas. I'm sorry you feel that way, but we're going to...
You can't identify. The open meetings law requires identification, so this is actually a better way to do it.
Assuming that the electronic device records the vote correctly, whereas if it was done on a piece of paper, you would see exactly what's there. We don't know what's going on electronically.
I'm sorry that you object, but it does record and it keeps a record of each person who votes, and Phyllis keeps a record of each clicker next to the name of the senator. So it is not anonymous. Okay. as he's
okay, that's enough. I take great offense, and so you, okay? Not the way you do, but the operation.
Okay, it's very warm in here, and Ken has been extremely generous, and I have to say, I think you're badgering. I really do, and I'm disappointed in you. And we are now going to have paper ballots. Ken, thank you very much for your really gracious efforts.
Empty ballot.
Let the record show that the count was 32 for Victoria Brown and 9 for Joanna Vargas. We have an election. Nominating committee. Nominations for the nominating committee.
Are you ready? Okay. I would like to nominate student Worley Cologne for the at-large position.
I hope you're going to come up here and write that on the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Good.
I use PowerPoint, and you'll see why.
Yes.
Can't see it.
Go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Jaywanti Mani. J. Mani. J. Period. M-A-N-N-I. Thank you.
I would like to nominate David Arastamo.
One moment, please. For which seat?
What's the open seat?
Math and Natural Sciences.
Is that open?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is at large. Cologne is at large, correct? Yes.
I would like to nominate David Arastamanish for Math and Natural Sciences.
Okay. Spell last name, please. Last name. Could you spell the last name, please?
It's very long. Just bear with me. A-R-A-S-T-E-H-M-A-N-E-S-H.
I lost you after the H-E-M.
All right. N-E-S-H.
Yeah. Forgive my ethnocentricity.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Kamri Singh, and I would like to nominate Ernst Pierre for at-large.
There are just two vacancies, right? Okay.
Separate elections.
Okay, we're going to have two separate elections. Oops. We're going to do the at-large first. Ah, any nominations for the education division? Okay. Okay.
Could I nominate Marcel Jaffrey for nomination committee? For education, I'm sorry.
Say the name.
Marcel. M-U-R-S-A-L. Last name is Jaffrey, J-A-F-F-R-E-Y.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other nominations for the education student member from the education division? Okay. Are all of these people here? Okay. So can the secretary vote, one vote for, since there's only one candidate for the education, can the secretary then vote one vote? And we consider that done.
And for the at-large, we're voting for two.
And for the at-large, there are two. Mr. Cologne and Mr. Pierre. So, you are being, if you have a clicker, you are being handed a ballot. Just a reminder to put your clicker number on the ballot. Oh, I'm getting punchy, thank you. Yes. Our candidates need to speak. Mr. Cologne? He's not here. She's not here. Ah, she had to go to class, the 5 o'clock class. Mr. Pierre?
Good afternoon, everyone. So my name is Ernst Pierre, and why should you vote for me? I am an upper junior, and I am a history and economics major, and I've been at Queens College since the spring of 2011, so I am a transfer student. So granted, once I step foot on this campus, I've been very active. Currently, I am the president of the Haitian Student Association. Well, pretty much our mission is to disseminate the Haitian culture throughout campus, the entire body, whether staff or whomever else that may be interested. And I am also the secretary of the Model UN team. The Model UN team is pretty much a debate team, and we also arrange small projects on campus to try to get the entire body involved. And I am also the political and cultural chair within student government, and also the advertising marketing chair. All of the time that I've been here, which is roughly 4 semesters, I've been on campus diligently working with the student body as well as the staff. I'm also conducting an independent case study with one of my history professors, which is a 393 course. It's in the process now. And I'm also a Mellon Mays Fellow as well. So thank you.
Thank you. So number one for Ms. Cologne and number two for Mr. Pierre. And Ms. Cologne was here. She did have to go to a 5 o'clock class.
Thank you.
Anybody have an 8 o'clock class tomorrow? We might be able to accommodate you with a mattress in the Senate office. Okay, we have a winner. 31 for Ms. Cologne and 9 for Mr. Pierre is the official vote. Did you get that? Did you get it backwards? Did you get it backwards? Oh, we got it backwards. Okay, we just wrote it backwards, but the count is here. So it's 31 for Ernest Pierre and 9 for Eleni Colon. Okay. We got lots of chalk with us. Okay, for math and natural sciences, a representative on the nominating committee. Number one is Jay Mani, and number two is David Rastahemnesh. And you're both here? Jay Mani, would you come up and speak first?
Hi everyone, my name is Jay. I'm currently a junior here at Queens College and I'm a double major, geology and environmental science. So far, I've been a junior marshal both summers and also an orientation leader here. I feel like being on the nominating committee would widen, like give me a good experience that provide me with a good experience to get to know the campus a little better. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is David Arsamanish. I'm a neuroscience and biology major at Queens College. I have a GPA of 3.94. I was treasurer of Chabad of Queens College for the past two semesters, and I'm an active member of the Biology Honor Society, where we provide workshops in the major sciences and free tutoring, and I also have private group studies that I tutor my peers as well in a lot of the major sciences. I want to bridge the gap between faculty and students because I know that I interact with a lot of students on campus, and sometimes in a big school they feel like their voice is lost. Because we pretty much go to a pretty big school, one of the CUNY schools. So if I were to be elected, I hope to bridge the gap and interact more with faculty so I could represent the students better, not only from student association, but also from the nominating committee. So thank you for your time and consideration.
Okay. Number one, Jay Mani, and number two, David Arastamanish.
I did. Okay.
Did you need to nominate a faculty member? Before you go, just one moment. Is it all right if, while they're counting, Franklin nominates a faculty member for the nominating committee because there was somebody who's now on sabbatical?
Okay. Dr. Mary Foote is on sabbatical for the year, so I would like to nominate Pablo Tenio.
Okay. Do we have any other faculty nominations for the nominating committee? Okay. Franklin, can you spell the name? I couldn't quite. Just say it again.
Pablo.
Pablo, sorry. We may need we need to do a roll count to make sure there's a quorum for this last nomination. That doesn't apply to the student one. Okay. Okay, let the record show that Jay Mani received 10 votes and David Arresta Hemnish 31. Okay. People just walked out. A whole bunch of people just. Okay. So let's keep going then. Pablo Tenio and Marion Fish, are either of these people in the room? Okay. Okay, this is for the faculty member.
Bobby.
On Bobby. The nominating committee.
Sorry.
Megan?
I am not sure, so this is a point of order or a point of inquiry, but I don't actually think that we have enough people at this point. So can we move to table the election of the faculty member?
Actually, we need to do a quorum count to see. Is that move? You could move to adjourn.
I'd like to move to adjourn.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.
Thank you.